Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good to be back. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Happy New
Year.
Good
to see you.
Good to see you, fools. Excited for another round of this as we trudge forward. Okay, nice work this week, P1s. Really nice work. You've had some late-in-the-year failures, but this is a big bounce back this week. We'll start with Motorcycle Edo, who says, you have 8 hours to go 9-under at Augusta National with 30 mulligans. Now, this is going to be for high-level, probably 10 handicap and below people. But if you do it, you get a lifetime membership. If you don't, EA gets to live in your house for a year for every stroke you're over.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know if I take that. I mean, you get to play Augusta, so...
Well, here's the thing, too. I was thinking about this. If you have 8 hours to go 9-under at Augusta with 30 mulligans.
Why do you need 8 hours?
Well, that's just the time frame that you can play as fast as you want. You can play as many holes as possible. Like, you could play... And this is what I was thinking when I saw this. There are no real easy holes, but, like, there's a par 3, number 12, the famous par 3 over the water. It's only, like, 130 yards. Yeah. Now, it's really difficult, but you could sit there for 8 hours and have 1,000 balls.
Well, you only have 30 mulligans.
But, I mean, you could keep playing that hole is what I'm saying. Without the mulligans, even. Like, you could dial your 8-iron in or whatever it is, or your 9-iron.
Yeah, and you got to hit... What is the score you're going for?
You're going for 9 birdies in 8 hours. So, I mean, yeah, it would take a lot of... I think you could do that on, like, one... Or one of those par 5s that is reachable in 2.
Man, I... Maybe.
You get a lifetime membership. I think I would take the risk. Just stick EA
no,
upstairs.
No, I think I do the par 3 because I think you're right. Like maybe, and you may have to have, like if you only get 30 mulligans, your first 10 shots, you're probably trying to figure out where you need to put the ball. But you might, out of that, hit a couple that stick within 5 feet that you can sink.
Yeah, exactly.
But that'd be the key because those greens, if you're not within a 5 feet on those greens.
Right. That's a flat green though, too.
It is, but man, that'd be... The speed, well, but then you'd be able to gauge the speed after
8 hours. You could play number 12 because that you think about it, you're running back and forth basically.
I would take that because yeah, that's one of the clubs that I personally hit the best is that 7-8 iron. So yeah, I think if you give me,
I'm out.
You give me 30
more.
Oh,
you don't like EA?
Oh, I love EA.
I don't know.
Just to get a chance to play Augusta, yeah, I think I'd sacrifice living with EA. But
the
then,
reason why we're up
but what if I'm like
are listening sometimes, man? It gets me upset. Oh,
okay. So if I'm 10 over, that means he has to stay with me for 19 years?
10 no, years.
10 years.
Yeah.
But I have to be 9 under, right?
Yeah, oh, no. Just oh, whatever over par you
want. Oh, over yeah, par. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
So basically, you and EA would live together for the rest of your life.
Oh man, we'd have a blast.
You
That'd
would.
Still be tough because if you only get, because you're essentially saying you get 30 do-overs and you got to get to 9-under. So in basically 30 do-overs, because if you don't hit it, even if you hit par, you're still not going under.
But what if I hit it on 12 and I hit it in the water and say, okay, done with this. I'll
yeah,
take
you
a triple.
That, right.
And then I try again.
You restart.
Try again. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, even
I think
then,
it's feasible for someone who's decent to at least give it a run.
Yeah, you could give it a run, but you'd have to, I mean, you're talking, you got to get a 9 times, essentially.
Once again, you guys are overrating your athletic abilities.
Probably so, but I get a lifetime membership at Augusta.
Yeah,
I think you'll take me, so yeah, go do it.
Take the shot.
Another EA one, which I love, the Sooners are guaranteed, and this is to me, the Sooners are guaranteed to win the College Football National Championship this year in 2024, but you have to give EA a sponge bath during the entire second half of every OU regular season and playoff game.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know how much fun you guys have?
I know.
And it would take about that time to give a sponge bath.
No, you could.
An hour and 48-minute sponge bath.
You could get that done before. Sponges
are really small. Saying that you have to do it the whole time. You have to just daintily.
Yeah, dab him.
Yes, dab him.
And you have to lift it up.
Squish the water. No, I don't have to do all that.
That's part of a sponge bath.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Is he nude?
Yes. What do you bathe with clothing on?
Yeah.
That's what, haven't you ever seen those videos? They give people sponge bath and it's the whole thing.
No, I've never seen those videos, man.
What? What websites are you on, dude?
What kind of ads, sponge bath?
What kind of ads are popping up on your laptop?
Spongebath.org. Matt?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yes, I would do that. I would do that for the entire Sooner Nation, for my Oklahomies out there. I would bathe EA every second half of it. I wouldn't get to go to any games. And it'd be so clean.
Why not? You could be in a suite.
Interesting.
And just one of those 10
if they
buckets.
Knew that it was guaranteed, then it's like, let's just get it. Let's make a bid out of this. I'm out there on the sideline with him, like dabbing
in the end zones.
You're in the blue tent.
You're in this Sooner schooner.
They got the bathtub set up in the schooner.
Every time they score, water's just sloshing out.
Right. And it falls over. Out, yeah. And he kind of rolls over.
You poke your head out to grab the sponge.
Naked.
But he's clean.
Because he's always clean.
Right. So he's always clean.
I will clean that son of a bitch so well. If you had to choose one condiment for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Mustard.
If you use ketchup, it has to go on your pancakes. If you choose syrup, it has to go on your hamburger.
Mustard.
Well, then syrup. I go syrup on a hamburger, then ketchup on a pancake.
But that's the thing. If you choose that, then you don't, like, I'm not sitting here beholden to the fact that, oh, I have to eat waffles and pancakes. Like, that's not really that big a part of my dietary consumption.
I would continue not eating them like I do now.
Oh, you're missing out. Pancakes.
Do you make pancakes? I know they're great. Do you make them? Man. Or do you do the microwavable pancakes?
No, I don't make them. But yeah, I have microwavable ones, but
then
you can go to a restaurant and get pancakes.
When's the last time you had pancakes?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Like, man, you'll go eat breakfast and get the pancakes.
Hells yes.
I don't think I've had pancakes in 5 years.
That's a staple of BFD at my house.
I'm trying to think.
Pancakes and bacon and
one
eggs.
Of the loves.
I've had a waffle, but
it's one of the loves of my life.
Huh. We got frozen waffles in the fridge right now.
I might go Cholula, because you can put that on anything. It's got a little kick to it.
That's true.
That's good.
That's a very... What is hot sauce one?
Is
in general? Like just paste or whatever your favorite salsa is?
Yeah.
Because I may choose that.
That's a condiment, right?
With a breakfast taco. That's what he's saying.
So, yeah.
One
Cholula
condiment.
Or Tabasco or whatever, that type of thing would be my... I'd probably go that.
And then
route.
You can use that on a burger if you needed to.
Yeah, you can. You can put it on... Cereal.
Because I don't oversauce any of my food.
No,
like,
yeah.
There are some people that will drench. Even if I have pancakes, I'm not just dousing it in syrup. It has to be controlled.
Is butter one? Is that a condiment?
I think that's an ingredient.
Yeah.
That goes on everything.
No, it's not. Butter's not an ingredient. Whatever comes in butter are the ingredients for butter, right?
I would either do that, or if you consider, like, olive oil a condiment, I would do that.
That's also an ingredient.
Is it? Okay. Well, then Cholula.
Olive oil's... maybe it is.
Because I can put that on my eggs that I eat in the morning, and then what I eat in the afternoon, I can put that on that, and then at dinner, yeah, so yeah.
Okay, let's get sophisticated. This is from Heather, and thank you,
Heather,
for this.
Hi, Heather.
What are each of your favorite musicals?
That's a very good question. I always say Cats because, I'm telling you, man, the original Andrew Lloyd Webber, when Cats came out, it was nothing had ever been done like that.
Did you see it? Like at the theater or live in person?
I've seen not the original live in person. I've seen Cats live in person, but I saw the original, like Hamilton when it came out on Disney Plus or whatever. I saw a video of the original. But at the time when it was released, musicals were not like that.
What? No. Hamilton was good.
Hamilton would be way up there to me because I thought that was mind-blowing because, again, it was incredibly unique. There's one called Spring Awakening, which is really, really good.
What was the one that Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the South Park guys, did? That
Book
was,
of Mormon.
Book of Mormon was freaking hilarious.
Yes, Wicked is really good.
I never saw Hamilton.
I mean, if you go old school, Singing in the Rain's a great musical.
It's not that great.
Dreamgirls is,
Hamilton is
fantastic. To me, Phantom of the Opera was great.
Phantom's great. Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is really good.
Those are the only ones I've seen. I've got to see
What about,
see
like, movies? What about, like, La La Land and...
La La Land's awesome. I love that
I did,
movie.
Too. I
love the
it was,
story.
It was great.
Yes.
Like, I just saw Wonka. Wonka's a musical, and it was really good.
Did you guys see the Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell Christmas...
Hallmark?
It was called Spirited. It was a take on a Christmas Carol.
No.
And it's a musical, and I thought it was fantastic.
I don't think I've seen enough to... You clearly have seen more. I don't think I've seen enough to even say that that's my favorite.
Because the wife went to go see The Color Purple last night.
Is that a musical?
Yes, and I didn't go see it.
It's supposed to be great.
She told me, I'm glad you didn't because you wouldn't have liked it.
Too much singing?
A lot of singing.
Les Mis is really good. Wizard of Oz is technically a musical.
What was the Hugh Jackman one? The
Les Mis? Les Miserables?
No. There was another one about him, like a circus.
Oh, the Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
That is fantastic.
Wolverine.
This is the greatest show.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun to watch. That may be my favorite.
There you go.
We need to culture Donovan.
Evita's really good.
Is that Madonna?
Yeah. There's a bunch.
You can win the Masters, Wimbledon, or the Tour de France. Which one do you take it?
Masters.
Masters. Wimbledon is close, though.
Man.
That's pretty awesome.
You get to come back forever, and you get to choose whatever food you want to eat the next year.
That's true. You're a lifetime member there.
And you get a green jacket.
You play whatever you want. Yeah, you get
everywhere
to go to
you
dinner.
Go, people go, did you win the Masters? Everywhere you go.
And plus, it's accessible.
Yes.
Wimbledon's not. I could be a lifetime member there, too, but I had to have to fly to London.
And you can wear the green jacket with nothing else.
Right. Everybody knows what the green jacket is.
Yeah, you'd wear it everywhere.
I mean, what are you going to carry around? Your plate that you win for Wimbledon?
Every restaurant.
Yes. You go get a burger and you're like, serve it on this, please.
Yeah, I think I would. But that's,
we have our own plates. No. This is my Wimbledon title
the
plate.
The fellas don't get a plate.
That's a chick
they?
Thing. Yeah, okay, they get a trophy. Whatever. They get a trophy. Another sports one. So with Jimmy Johnson entering the Ring of Honor, let's imagine you have to put together the Mount Rushmore of Cowboy coaches. Two are obvious. Who are the other two?
Dude, Mike McCarthy might have to go up there, as crazy as that is. 3-12-5 seasons in a row, if they win, three straight playoff trips. Who are you putting above him? Parcells?
No, he didn't do anything.
That's what I'm saying. Garrett?
Switzer won a Super Bowl.
I heard your interview with Moose yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was like, how the hell did we win that Super Bowl? They had no business winning that with coaching. So even though he won the Super Bowl, I don't think he's one of the other two coaches. I think it is, as crazy as it is to say, it's Parcells and McCarthy. Because it's definitely not Garrett. And who has Chan Gailey, Dave Campo?
No.
Like, that's it.
It's Landry, Johnson, and
it's
Parcells
and McCarthy.
If McCarthy wins a playoff game this year, he'd be three.
Isn't it weird, though, with the history that this thing has, they've really only had two elite coaches, and one of those coaches was there for 5 years. That's weird.
Man, Jimmy has controlled this narrative big time. You don't think Jimmy was an all-out a-hole the whole time he was here, but Jerry gets all the blame. Like, I would love to crawl in his head, and he want to know, truly, how long he would have been here if they didn't have their so-called head butting. I don't think it would have been more than 1 or 2 years. He's not one to just sit there and be comfortable at one place.
No, he never was.
He gets the top end of the stick because he was so successful and he won his Super Bowls, but he had much to do with this parting.
Yes, starting at Oklahoma State when Jimmy was the head coach at Oklahoma State, he was never at any spot for more than 5 years.
He got that fifth year, he got antsy. It was almost like Will Ferrell's dad in Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Things got too comfortable and he had to walk out and get into it with the waitress and walk out.
Looking at this,
I feel like Jimmy is just... Switzer. We all point and blame Jerry for everything, and that's okay. But I'm telling you, Jimmy probably didn't even want to be here past that time.
No, I mean, you read his book, it didn't sound like he wanted to.
I just don't think that's in his M.O. or the coaching M.O.
You know, you look at Barry, he technically has the highest win percentage in Cowboy coach history. He was here 4 years, won 62.5% of his games. McCarthy's right behind him.
Yeah, you got to
played
Barry.
Seven playoff games, five playoff wins.
There's no way.
I don't see him like that, though.
I don't either.
One more?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just David Moore next.
Hey.
Just kidding, David.
Golly.
I love David.
I was actually excited about that, David.
Me too.
All right, would you rather have intermission to go get a sandwich / smoke a cigarette during baby-making time or during a movie? Like, to take a break.
During a movie?
Now, who wants to... take a break doing that.
If you're in your 20s, maybe. I mean...
like, you're going... What are you going, like, 3 hours?
Yes, I mean...
like, are you going a full Schindler's List sex romp?
Can you imagine?
No.
God, can we? Are we done
no
yet?
No one wants to do that.
Back, really?
No. That would definitely be a movie.
That would be, yeah. And I've never, like, for one of those really long movies, that's kind of a thing of the past. They used to do that.
They need to
bring
it back.
The reel would run out. They'd have to reset the reel.
Yeah, they did that. And they did that. Remember, Braveheart came out on VHS, and it was two VHS. Because they didn't have enough room.
Yeah.
And I think Schindler's List was like that, too, where you would stop in the middle of you had to.
Yeah.
If you were watching it
at home.
It's
like flipping an old album over or something like
next
that.
Next time I'm in the throes of passion, I'm going to throw the red challenge flag like they do in those commercials.
And then just say, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
You're going to bring the monitor out.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to go eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
You bring your Wimbledon plate in, and you're like, look, I'm
with
all
your
set.
Master's jacket on. Yeah.
Can you imagine in the middle of lovemaking, you have to go make a sandwich?
You have to eat. You're so full or so, yeah,
tired.
That's
the new show challenge. Record that where you take a break and see what her reaction is.
No.
Yeah, no thank you.
No, you don't have to record the other parts.
You just record the intermission.
I don't want to see it or hear it.
Trust me.
Thank you. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s.